From News 88.7 in Houston, I'm Shelby Rose. The second witness to the fatal shooting of Lorenzo Salgado Araujo at the hands of federal agents has been released from ICE detention. According to his legal team, Daniel Tirado Pantoja is out of ICE custody. He was detained shortly after the shooting on July 7th alongside the other two witnesses. Late last month, another witness, Jose Trinidad Rojas Pliego, was released under similar orders from another federal judge. The third witness, Salgado Araujo's brother Victor, remains in detention. The U.S. attorneys have said that they will appeal Pliego's case to the Fifth Circuit. President Donald Trump is coming to Houston late tomorrow. In addition to a visit to the Johnson Space Center, multiple outlets report he is also partaking in a fundraiser for Republican Senate candidate Ken Paxton. Brandon Rottenhouse teaches political science at the University of Houston. He told Houston Matters this should provide a boost for Paxton, who's been trailing in recent polls.
Him coming here means that the presence of Donald Trump is in some ways the deciding factor in terms of rallying his support. Him saying he supports someone is the same as him coming. So he's coming to support Ken Paxton.
According to the latest poll from the University of Texas at Austin, Democrat James Tallarico is ahead of Paxton by 3 percentage points. COVID could be making a return to the U.S. Speaking to the Texas Standard, Dr. Catherine Troisi, an infectious disease epidemiologist with UT Health Houston, says numbers are going up.
Yes, Texas is leading the way. We are seeing an increasing amount of COVID in the wastewater. However, levels of disease so far have not been high, but are increasing. And that's what we're worried about, that we're seeing an increase in the number of cases.
Despite seeing an increase in the levels of COVID in wastewater, cases remain low, but are increasing as well. And in sports, Astros owner Jim Crane says that manager Joe Espada will remain leading the team for the remainder of the season after letting go general manager Dana Brown earlier this week. The Astros lost their last three divisional series.